We're talking about a case where the husband appointed her to be the apotropis. He made her take over his business. And therefore, like the Mishnah in Shavuah says, Namal, when you appoint an apotropis, you have a right to be mashmir them whenever you want. So therefore, even the husband has a right to make his wife swear. That's the Chiddush of the Mishnah, that if the husband freed his wife from making Shavuahs, she's even free from swearing this Shavuah also. That's what Rav Yehuda Merav says. Rav Nachman Amar Rabba Baravua Ala Pagemes Ksubosa. Another case of a Shua wife would have to make is Pagemes Ksubosa. That means she's Pagem, she took a little bit of a Ksuba. The amount of the Ksuba, let's say 200, and let's say in the middle of the life, when they're living together still, she needs money. So she tells the husband, you know what, give me money now in the Cheshbon of my Ksuba. And take off like you only owe me now 175. So later, if he gives her a gift or he dies, and she goes to collect the ksuba, the locher she has to swear. To collect the rest of the ksuba, that's a takana, she has to swear that she only received this much and not more. That's called pagemes ksubasa. Like she used up some money of the ksuba, she was pagim, she took away some of the ksuba. If she wants to collect the rest of the money, she has to swear first.
All right, turn off.
Yes, kiss is machlokes of Yehuda Merav and Rav Nachman. Now the Mor says, Omar Rav Mordechai. Rav Mordechai went, Omar Lishmaita Kaimed Rav Ashi. He went and stood over this machlokes in front of Rav Ashi. And he said like this, Bishleim Laman Vyom Ala Pagemes Ksubosa. It's very good. According to Rav Nachman, it's very good. Damasko Adaita, she understands that Dilma Matzur Chili Zuzi. A wife understands that throughout life, sometimes she's going to need some extra money. V'shakino miksubasoi. And how does she do it? She tells the husband, give me money, and deduct it from my ksuba. V'yomale, and therefore she also tells him, ksoivli to lay mashboyesli. She also wants the husband to write it down that you're not going to make me swear later. Like she knows the locher is by pagemes ksubasa, when she goes to collect the ksuba later, she has to swear usually, normal. So she has her. So now, if she's smart, she'll tell her husband, I want you to write me to free me from that shvuah. That's good. Rashi says, "Amiga de Romya Navshei Tovalei Pata Kol Shvuas." And once they think about this, therefore the husband frees her on all the ksubas. But El Olaman Diyoma Ala Petrupia Shenas Es Bechaya Baila. But if the question of our Mishnah is talking about the regular Shavuah, where you appointed your wife to take over your business, that now you have right to make a swear, so who the Shaila is, mihavis yoda demaisav la petrupio, tiyamrali ksaivli dloy meshvoyisli. Does the wife ever think that such a thing will happen? Like usually this doesn't happen. Usually you don't appoint your wife to take over your business. You don't appoint your wife to take over the store. So who the wife never thinks like this. So therefore, the wife, Lechura, never asked the husband to free her from these type of shvuas. So how come the Mishnah, when the husband frees her, like, why should the husband free her from such a shvuah? What does this shvuah have to do with the husband freeing her? That was his kasha on Rav Yehuda Merav's pshat. So he answered back. So Mordechai l'shmat v'kamed Rav Ashi. He said back like this. Oh, Malay. Rashi says, "O Malay, what also naho mastis in law? You learned this on our Mishnah. Anan, we learned this machlokes all mastin on a different brisa, like this. Rashi like this. Also no mastisim. Laho the Rav Yehuda, you learned this halacha. Rav Yehuda goes aration of mastisim. Like you learned the question. The Gemara's question was, what shavu are we talking about? And you learned this going back to the beginning of the Mishnah." So the beginning of the Mishnah just says, if the husband writes to his wife, I free you from all shvuas, the Mishnah doesn't say which shvuah. So you learned that Rabbi Yehuda is explaining in the beginning of the Mishnah. And Rav Nachman argues, that's what you learned. Anani says, oh, we learn not like that. That I say for the Mastitza Mastin in law. We learned the Shalom of the Gemara goes on the Seif of our Mishnah. That the Seif of the Mishnah says like this. After the husband died, and they made the kfura, after the kfura, now she goes home to Beis Aviyah. Either the wife now goes home back to her father's house, or she goes back to her father-in-law's house. Fulainatis apatrupia, and she doesn't take over any position now, is Eina Yoshim Ashbinoisa. The Yoshim can't make her swear anymore now. Because since the husband freed her from all shmuis, she doesn't have to swear anymore. But the Sefer says, what about the Imnasis apatrupia? Let's say from now on, after the husband dies, she does take over the business. She becomes an apotropis. Is the Alocho Yoshin Mashbinoisa. The kids have a right to make her swear. I lost the love from now on. Anything that happens from now on, like we said, the Hezbr is. Now the Nechasim belong to the Yoshim, not to the father anymore. So the father's Ptur was only Kozaman belongs to him. But now that the Nechasim belong to the Yoshim, the father's Ptur doesn't take effect anymore. So therefore the end of the Mishnah says that she does have to swear on the future what she does from now on to the Yoshim. But we do not make her swear on what already happened. What happened, Kozaman, the father, was alive. For that, we don't make her swear. Now, Sha'ava Mayavirate, and this was the question. What she already did mean when the father was when the husband was alive, what was the Shaila of Ashrua? Mayavirate, what did she do that she would have to swear? That was the Shaila. So on this, I'm reviewing the Marav. Ala Petrupio Shenasas Bechaya Baal. We're talking about that the husband appointed her to become an apotropos, to take over his business, to take over his store. And the husband freed her from swearing. And therefore, that's not kumin. If the husband wouldn't have freed her, she would have to swear. But now that the husband freed her, she doesn't have to swear. And avo ben misa l'kvura, mashbiin lo. But you should know, once the husband dies, mashm, even between misa and kvura, then they do, then the yoshim have right to make her swear. Because the husband only parted, only calls the man that belonged to him. But once the husband dies, like Rashi says, kvaromu nichsei kamiyasmei. As soon as the husband dies, right away the kids yashin the nechasim. So who owns the property now? The kids own it. So the father's psur doesn't apply anymore to the kids, only calls the man that belonged to the father. V'yein tenai shalei mayil bohen. Shalei ayidei nechasim bolo. So therefore, as soon as the husband dies, even before the kfura, really, if she takes over the business now, from this time onwards, the yashim can make her swear. Rav Masna, Rav Masna, Sassanem is very good. So Mishnah is going on the Sefer that the husband already appointed to be an apotropis. And therefore, the Nafkuminim is if she has to swear or not, if the husband freed her or not. So Rav Masna, Rav Masna says like this. Afilo ben misa l'kru le mashvinilo. No, even from the time he died until the time they bury him, still the Yoshim cannot make her swear. The Yamri Nadoi, because Nadoi said, Lekarga. So Rashi says that means Lefroy Lamela Kesel Gugulasa the Yasmin. Kesh, you have to pay taxes, head taxes, so when the king's men come to collect from the Yasimim. Or else Lamazoni. The case Rashi says is Mazon Isha, the Yabonis for Yasimim. Case where the husband dies, and there's a Tanai Suba to feed the wife or to feed the kids. Or else the kfura, Rashi the kfura samei say ayisaimim. Question: when somebody dies, we want to take away the money now to pay for the kfura, or somebody has property, we want to sell it to get money to take care of one of these three things. So Nadoi says this mizavninon poloyach rasta. We have a right to sell the property fast without making a lot of announcements. Like usually, before you sell property, you want to make sure you get the best buy. So you give it a chveis to a real estate broker, put up signs all over, we're selling you the best deal. These cases you have to sell it fast, so you sell a b'lei achrasta, without notice.
And Rashi says, who are them? We don't make them swear either. Because like we know, we're not getting the best buy. So therefore, we don't make them swear. Like, why should they swear? Shvur sheker. And the boss speaks out, so who are them? Tawa gemar also. You see, the Rabbanu will make all about kfura, so it's a svar by us also. That from the time the husband died until the kfura also, the Rabbanu will make all to say that she does not have to swear. Therefore, what time does she first have to start swearing? She only first has to start swearing after the kfura. But between me and kfura, it's a svarah, the Rabbanu will make all that you do not have to swear. That's the way the Ritva says, Pshat in this Gemara over here.
We don't make them swear. Omar Rab, Omar Abchia. Now, new thing now. Omar Rab, Omar Abchia. If the husband said, Deloy neder or Deloy shvua, is who any yachol yashbia. True, if the husband said to his wife, no neder and no shvua, he cannot make his wife swear. Avu yoshim ashbia noisa. But then his yoshim could make her swear even for the things that she did when the father was alive. It only means he won't make her swear. but his yashrim, his kids, can make her swear even for the things that she did when the husband was alive. What about if the husband says lashon of noki neder, noki shvua, making you free of a neder, free of a shvua? Then this means beinu ben yashrim, whether the father, the husband, or even his kids, a mashbi noisa. This is what he meant to tell her. I'm freeing you like completely, you're completely clean from the Indian of a Shavua, that neither me nor my kids will make you swear. That's the way Rabba Bar Amar Rav Chiya said. For Rav Yosef Amar Rav Chiya, Yosef name Rav Chiya, no, the Leinedud Leishavua who ain't Yochel Ashbi Yavu Yoshim Ashbi Noisa. That's true. If you only say Lashon, no swearing, it only means the father, the husband won't make her swear. But the Yoshim, the kids, could make her swear how she acted when the father was alive. What about Noki Neder Noki Shvua? Let's say the husband said like this. So Rabbi Yosef says, you know what this means? That Beinu Bein Yoshim Ashbin Oisa. Even the husband has a right to still make her swear. And for sure the Yoshim. Why? Hochi Kamala. This is what the husband meant to tell his wife. Noki Nashacha Bishvua Oisa. I want you to stay clean through swearing. In other words, just the opposite. I'm going to make you swear a lot. I want to make sure you stay clean, that I know you're not jipping me through swearing. That's what the Lashon of Noki Shvua means. It means I want you to be clean through a swearing, through a Shvua. Therefore, she does have to swear. Sholach Reb Zakeh l'marukfa. Reb Zakeh sent her marukfa. Bein d'loi Shvua, whether the husband said no swearing. Bein d'noki Shvua, whether he said you are free from a Shvua. Bein d'loi neder, or bein d'noki neder. Halacha is b'nechosai, who ain't yachol yashbiya. And his own nechosim, the father, the husband, can't make a swear. Avoyoshim ashbiya noisai. But you know the Yoshim could make a swear. What about minichse ilon? Let's say the husband says, I'm not going to make you swear about this property. He says clearly on which fields, like she does not have to swear. Then we say the svar is, Beinu Bein Yoshev Ein Mashbin Oysa. Not the father, not the Yoshim can make her swear. Like she's freed from swearing about this property. It doesn't make a difference who owns the property. He freed her that she does not have to swear about this type of property. Omer Rav Nachman Omer Shmuel Mishuma B'Shoyel Bein Ben Mishuma B'Shoyel Ben Ima Miriam, and that was the name he said up in his name, that Bein D'Loi Shua, where the husband said you don't have to swear. Bein D'Noki Shua, you're clean from a Shua. Bein D'Loi Neder, you don't have to make a Neder. Bein D'Noki Neder, you're free from a Neder. Bein Menichse Bein Menichosa Ilam, whether the husband said stam from my property, or he said whether from this property. Halacha is Beinu Ben Yoshev Ein Mashbin Oisa. No, even if he only said from my property, still the Yoshim cannot make us swear. Avo Ma'esa, what can I do? Shroyom Rechom Nechom said that Habol Liporim Nichsi Yisaimim, whoever comes to collect from Nichsi Yisaimim, the Halacha is La Yifrel B'Shvua, you only have the right to collect with the Shvua. So even though Mashma, the husband, freed them, but still, Lamaisa, whenever you come to collect money from the Yoshim, Halachri, you do have to swear. Vikadarmala, something like this. Vikadarmala, Masnisa, Abishol, Ben Ima Miriam. Oma, that he said like this. Bein de lo Shua, whether the husband said you don't have to swear. Bein de Noki Shua, whether you're free from a Shua. Bein de lo Neder, Bein de Noki Neder. Bein Menichse, Bein Menichse Ilum. Whether he said I'm freeing you from my property or else from this property. Is Alocha Beinu, Bein Yoshev, Ein Mashbin Oisa. They cannot make him swear, or else the kids also can't make her swear. But he said back, Abba Ma'esa, what can I do? Shurayor Mechachom, we know the Chom say that Alocha is, Habol, Yiporim, Nichsi Yisaimim. Anybody that comes to collect property, to collect their money from the Yisaimim, knows the father owed them money and the father died. You want to go now to the Yisaimim to collect, Alocha is, La Yifrel of Yeshua. They don't care whether the father freed them or didn't free them. There's a new takana. Whenever you come to get something away from the kids, you have to swear that he really owes it to you. And Omer Rav Nachman Omer Shmuel, Halacha kebenim in a Miriam. That's takan halacha. That even though the father freed him, and the father's way of saying was, I'm even freeing, that my Yoshim can't make you swear, good, that's what the father meant to do. But there's a new takana with the Rabbonin, for the sake of the Yisaimim, so Nechom have a right to do this. that they said nothing doing. Whenever somebody comes and collects money away from the Yisraelim, they have to swear first. The corners for the Yisraelim, since the Yisraelim don't know their kids, they don't know all the affairs of their father, we're afraid someone will come to chip them, and that's the halacha. No matter what Loshen the father said, when they want to collect money away from the Yoshim, they always have to swear first. All right, we'll stop here.
Yeah, up to daf pei zayin omer aleph by the Mishnah, bottom by the Mishnah. Ha pagemes ksubosa. In the case again we had before that we're an isha, or we'll have later. The Mishnah explains where an isha got was paid up a little bit of a ksuba when they were still married, and then she receives the get, so she wants to receive the rest of the money. She has to swear that she didn't receive the rest of the money. Is apagemes ksubas, if she received a little bit already, is leitifrel of a shvua. Even though she has the shtar, she has the ksuba, she only collects if she first swears that she did not receive the rest. What about eidechad mida shiprua? And the husband says he paid up his wife the ksuba already. And the husband also has an eidechad saying that he paid her up already. But she has a shtar ksuba and she says no, she did not get paid up yet. So halacha is leitifrel of a shvua. Even though she could collect the money now, because she has a shtar, and the eidechad is not enough to free the husband from the money, he needs to aid him. So therefore, the kohanim and the rabbanon, she has to swear that she did not receive the money yet. Minichsa yisaimim. Anybody wants to collect money from yisaimim, or else minichasim yishabodim. In a case where you want to collect money, not from the person that you lent the money to, but rather that person sold his property to somebody else, and you want to collect now from that somebody else, so the locher is, you always have to swear first that you did not receive money before this. In the case where you're collecting money not in front of the owner, the person that owes you the money went away, left town. So certain times, we'll see in the Gemara, the Rabbanin have a right to collect the money for you, even though the person is not there. They go down without his permission to his property and pay you off. So in such a case, the halacha is, letifrela b'shvua, that you only have a right to collect the money if you swear first. You have to swear to Beis Din that you did not receive any money yet. Now the Mishnah explains. What's the first case of hapagemes ksubosa ketzad? Where's the case where the wife received a little bit of a ksuba ready? The case was hoysa ksuba sel azuz. The ksuba was $1,000. There was a taisus was written into the ksuba that the husband has to give her $1,000 if he gives her a get. Now the husband tells his wife after he gives her a get, listen, I paid you up already the whole ksuba. I paid you up everything. She says, he should know, lo yis kabalti elamona. I only received $100 from you so far. True, when we were still married, I once needed extra money, so I took $100 from you, and I said, we'll take it off the ksuba, but that's all. So she still wants her $900. So this is the case that letifrela b'shvua. When she goes to collect the rest of the $900, since she has the shtar ksuba, but still she has to swear first that she did not receive more. What about eidechad mida shiprua? Kate said, what's the case? Again, there's a ksuba that says the husband owes her $1,000. For your malo, he's kabal to ksuba secho. But the husband says, he should know I paid you up already. She says back, lo yis kabalti, no, I didn't receive a penny from you yet. I want $1,000. But the husband has one aid, mida shiprua. The husband has one aid on his side saying that he did pay her up $1,000 already. But an eidechad is not enough. By mumna, she need two eidim. So therefore, the halacha is that she still has a right to collect $1,000 for the ksuba, but midirabonin leitifrela b'shvua. She has to swear before she can collect this money. What's the case, the Mishnah Vayta of Menachosim Mishubodim, where a person collects the money from Mishubodim that he has to swear first, Ketzad? Mochan Nechosim Lecherim. In the case where the loiva, the person that borrowed money, sold his property to somebody else. And later the malva, the one that lent the money, comes to collect his money, and the loiva says he has nothing left, he sold it already. So now the locher is the malva has the right to go to the people that bought the property. So when you collect from those people, the locher is letifrela b'shvua. You could only collect your money, collect the property, if you swear first to them that you did not receive any payment yet.
Where's the case of you're collecting from Yisoymim Ketzad? Meis, in the case where the father or the loiva died, the person that you borrowed, you lend money to died. So you want to collect the money now from his kids. Is Heniach Nechasel Yisoymim, and the father left over his property to Yisoymim, his kids yashed him. So Lachar is, now the Malva goes to the kids to collect the money that they lent the father, and they have a right to collect money from the sons. The Lachar is, though, Latifra Ela B'Shvua, that they only have a right to collect to get the money away from the Yisoymim if they swear first, saying that they did not have any payment yet. So that's the Lachar. When you take away from Yisoymim, you have to swear first. Where's the case, Shaloi B'Fond of Ketzad? The last case, that also you have to swear if you are getting paid not in front of the owner himself. The case is, Holach Lelum Dinas Hayom. Again, the loiva, you borrowed money, you lent money to somebody, and now you want to go and collect your money, and you found out that he skipped town. Holach loy lemdinas hayom. So now the locher is, Bezdin gives you permission, or Bezdin goes down to his property and pays you off. Being yifrash loy b'fonim, there are cases that you have a right to collect the payment, even though he's not around, Bezdin goes down to his property to pay you up. So in such a case, the locher is, ein nifrash ela b'shvua. When you get paid, good, but a koponim, you have to swear first that you did not receive any other payment before this.